Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomid with the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. We had in our Mishnah that there were three things that were Lamala, three things that were Lamata, vis-a-vis the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. If you want to just return back for a moment to Samach Gimel Omer Aleph on the bottom of the Amud. Five lines from the bottom. Ushloisha Dvarim Hoisa Oisa Karen Mishameshes. That Karen, meaning the southwestern corner. Three things it was Mishamesh Milmata Ushloisha Milmala. Three from down below. Down below means on the Ritzvah. The coin stands on the Ritzvah down below. Ushloisha Milmala, he had to go up to the top of the Mizbeach. Milmata is the Chatzas Oif, Vahagoshois, Vishiore Hadam. The Chatas Oif, which we discussed already yesterday, about the Malika and the Hazor and the Mitzoy, and then the Hagoshes, when you're talking about a Korban Mincha, that you took the Kli in which the Korban Mincha was, and you had to go and touch the corner of the Mizbeach, as well as Shiori Adam, by all Kabbalists, the Shiraim of the Dam, you had to go and pour down below on that place near the, either the Soidroimi, Soid Marovi, or on the corner. As far as the three which were above, that's in Nisachayim, Vamayim, Va'oilasoit. So now our Gemara is going to go into the Makoidois first for the first three, and those are the Shloisha which are Milmata, the Chatasoit, the Hagosh, the Shariada. Zoktiets the Gemara, Samach Zaladom and Aleph, Shloisha Dvarim, Chatasoit, Hodi Amorim. How do you know the Chatasoit has to be Dafka at the southwestern corner? Like we learned yesterday. Now, you want to, what taka did we learn yesterday? We learned the gabi, the carbon oyle v'yoyrid, that comes to the minchas choyte, which is the lowest level of the chatas oyle v'yoyrid. What does it say? Lo yosem ala Hashemen, lo yitin ala levoyniki chatas hi. Ah, so the mincha is kruya chatas, and the chatas is kruya mincha. And what does it say, the gabi, the carbon mincha? Oh, the gabi, carbon mincha, we had a pusik. It says in the pusik, Zois Toiris HaMincha Hakriv Oisa B'nei Aharon Lefnei Hashem El P'nei HaMizbeach. So we had a shtickle stira here. It says that you take the Korban Mincha, you makriv it, meaning you bring it close to the Mizbeach. Lefnei Hashem always means on the Tzad HaMa'arov. El P'nei HaMizbeach, that means on the Tzad HaDoroim. Oh, so we have, what did Shelley call it yesterday? The Great Compromise. You have your Kosa Shlish V'Achriya Benem. The Gemara says that therefore you do it on the corner of the Droimis Ma'aravis. And then we had Reb Lezer who disagreed, as you recall we had in the Gemara yesterday. But anyway, so we're talking about the Chatas Oif. How do I know that the Chatas Oif has the din of Dafka, the Ker Ma'aravis Droimis? Because I learned it from the Korban Mincha. With the Korban Mincha, which we just established, because of Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei HaMizbeach has to be in that corner, and since the Chatas Oif, the Pasuk refers to it, as actually refers to the Minchas Choyte, Kichatas He, so the two now become synonymous in a certain sense. The Chatas is a Mincha, Minchas Chatas, fine. So that was Kinemar, like we said yesterday. Hagosho is Tichsiv, V'Higisha El HaMizbeach. Now this is a Shtikul Pele, because that's not the Pasuk that we had yesterday. The Pasuk that we had yesterday, we just quoted a moment ago. In this pasuk, Vigisha al Mizbeach, it really doesn't tell us anything as to where the Mokim Hagosha was. If you look at number one, Veveses HaMincha, bring the Mincha, Asher Yosem Me'el Hashem, that you're bringing for the Rabbanu Shleim, Vekriv el HaKoyin, no, bring it to the Koyin, Vigisha al Mizbeach. But we're on the Mizbeach, the northeast and the southeast and northwestern, southwestern, Shteikunish. So it's a great sepela that the Gemara is bringing this pasuk when the Ikka pasuk was the pasuk that we quoted yesterday. The Zayis Teres HaMincha, Lefnei Hashem, Lepnei HaMizbeach. Anyway, this is not my kasha. If you look, there's a short toisis number two here on the Omud, parallel to our Gemara. Hagoshes Echsev Yigisha, Havlin Amema, Kinemonit should have brought Mehaikro Lechudei Lanofik. For this pasuk alone, you don't learn anything. Should have brought yesterday's pasuk. So the Shita Mekubetzes also discusses this. If you look at the very first shtickle, Shita Mekubetzes, Taima, the Havlila Meima Mikra Deliel, Hakriv Oisim and Eharim Lefnei Hashem Lepnei HaMizbeach, the Minosha Mina, that's the Mekoyer, the Mokim HaGosha, that you have that tension between Lefnei Hashem Lepnei HaMizbeach, so you put it there in that corner. Toisis didn't give an answer. She to Mikabetsa said the Yesh Loimar, the Nichalil Hasuye Haikra, Mishum the Marbin and Mine, Kol HaMenachos, HaMenchas Choytei, Meyitura Da Mencha, Aval Ikra Goshi Yalef Me'ahi Deliel. So what the Shita is telling us is, we need a combination of both Psukim. Because yesterday's Pasuk is the Menchas Choytei. But how do I know that this applies to all Menachos, that the Hagosha has to be Dafka in that corner? And remember, the Menchas Choytei is different than all the other Menachos, because L'Yisim Le'a Shemen, L'Yitein Le'a Levoina, so maybe it's in a category on its own. That's why they wanted to bring this possibly Yishal Mizbeach, that this is Marba, all the Menachos, to the Halach of the Hagosha in that corner. But the Iker Drosha is from the Psukim Taka of yesterday, Azoy Zok Tashit to Mikobetzis. And we continue on. The third one of the three that has to be done, Lemata, was the Shiur Adam. The Chzibetz in the Bosvich, called Amabar Yishboich al Yesoyed HaMizbeach. Now this Bosvich is referring to, says Rashi, the Chatois HaChitzoynois. Chatois HaChitzoynois were all those Chatois that were made in the Azor, as opposed to the Chatois HaPenimiois, which were inside the Heichel, that is in terms of the Hazois, in terms of the Aparoiches, on the Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPenimi, etc. In that Pasuk it said, in the connection with the Chatois HaPenimiois, it said that afterwards you take the dam that is finished and you pour it out on Yisoyin Mizbach Oila, Asher Pesach Oil Moed. You don't pour out the Shiraim inside the Heichel, but you pour it outside on the Yisoyin of the Mizbech. And the Gemara, as you'll recall, the Mishnah said, which Yisoyin? The Yisoyin HaMaravi. Because that was Besomachloi, that was the one that was closest. And then the Gemara said, well, what about the Chatois Chitzayinais? Says the Gemara, there the closest happens to be L'chayda on the Doraim side. Why on the Doraim side? Because the Chatois Chitzayinai had to go all the way to the top of the Mizbeach and go and put the blood on the four Koronais, the Sinus Adam. And then when you come down, so now you are on the Doraim side of the Mizbeach. Okay, so since we learn from Chatois HaPenimiois, that it's got to be Besamach Loi. If you remember, Ariel at that point said on that day when we were learning it, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. You have the opportunity now to go and pour out on the Yisoyed. Pour it out on the Yisoyed. So in the connection with the Chatois HaPenimiois, you do it on the Yisoyed HaMaravi, because that's the one that's closest to you when you come out. On the other hand, when you talk about the Chatois HaChitzonius, the closest one happens to be the Tzad, the Koisel HaDroimi. The only problem is that there is no Yisoyed on the Dorim except for the Abyssala, that little Amma there in the corner. Oh, so that's why you take a go and do the Shiraim there on that Amma next to the Dorim. In other words, in that corner where on the Mizmarav side you have a huge Yisoyed and the Dorim you have a clenching Yisoyed, and there on that corner that's where you pour out the Shvichas Shiraim. So with this we have now concluded the three which are down below. What about Nomala? You have the Nisach HaMayim, which is of course Sukkah side, Vayayin, which is every day. V'oyla sa'oif kishi rabba b'mizrach. We already explained that yesterday and before, that normally oyla sa'oif you did on the Mizrach side, in other words, on the southeastern corner. And the reason why, we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, is because that was close to the Beis Hadeshet. However, when there was big traffic, they didn't have any room. So then the Kohen had to go to the Marav side, as we'll see momentarily. On this last piece, what's the reason why that normally you did the oilas oif on the mizrach side, which again means on the eastern side, the southeastern side of the mizbeach? Because it's very close to the Beis Hadeshen. Now, this is not the Beis Hadeshen that we normally think of, where you would go, for instance, on Yom Kippur. They sent out the Par B'Soyer to the Beis Hadeshen. Or throughout the year, if they had certain Kabbanis which were apostle, and they would burn at the Beis Hadeshen. That was Mechutz L'Machana. That was far away. This is a small little Beis Hadeshen, which is in the Azara, which is right next to the Kevesh, when you're going up to the top of the Mizbech. So to the right of that Kevesh, 10 Amos from the base, or from the foot of the Kevesh, moving towards Tzofin, towards the Mizbech, 10 Amos removed, that's where the base of Deshen was, and it was 3 Tvachim removed from the Kevesh itself. So for those of you that like to go and kind of see pictures and stuff, assuming that this is the Kevesh, the ramp that's going up, so you would walk 10 amis on the ground. Remember that the Kevesh was 32 long. If you walk 10 amis on the ground, stop. three tvachim away from the wall of the kibbutz, and that's where this mini base adeshen was, and it was used on a daily basis for the trumas adeshen. Trumas adeshen was just a ceremonial amount of deshen that removed from the mizbeach every day, even if there wasn't a lot of deshen. But nevertheless, every day there was a mitzvah to take off a little deshen and put it there on the base of deshen. If there was a lot of deshen, because the previous day there were tons of kabbanas, then they would cart it out, taka to the shefach deshen outside Yerushalayim. But if there was a small amount, they just put it there on the floor. As we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that base of deshen also served for a couple of other purposes, and they never had to go and cart it away or sweep it away, because miraculously it was swallowed up in the earth on a daily basis. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Manesha Kroiva, the Beis HaDeshen, the reason why they normally did the Oilas HaOif on the Mizrach side, because it was close to the Beis HaDeshen, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'ore'ei Kama Godol, Koichon Shel Koihanim, I'll show you how strong the Kehanim were. She'ein lecha kalbi oifis yoisim imura v'noitza, pa'om she'akoyin zorken yoisim v'shloishem amo, ditnan. What is this all about? So even though we said, normally, they went and had the oilas ha'oif on the Mizrach side, however, when there was a lot of traffic, they went to the Maariv side. Now, if you're on the Mizrach side, and you're just going and throwing down the Mura v'noitza, Mura v'noitza is the crop, others say that's the gizzard, or that is, in Yiddish, they call it the pipicle. And then you have the noitza. Noitza means when you take it out of the oif, you have surrounding it a little bit of skin and some feathers which are sticking out. So you take all of that and you remove them, and you do not put that on the mizbeach, but rather you throw that down onto the base of deshen. So if you happen to be east and on the southeastern part of the mizbeach, you're very close to the base of deshen, because the base of deshen is fairly close to you. But what happens if there's a lot of traffic and you have to be on the other side? Oh, the other side, then you have to go and have a good pitching arm and have to be able to go and throw approximately a little bit more than 30 amos. We'll see the cheshbon momentarily. Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Bush data in the Mishnah. Mishnah Masecht is Tamid. Notel machta shel kesef v'olah l'reisha mizbeach. Every single morning, the first avoida that they did wasn't really an avoida, but the first thing they did vis-a-vis the mizbeach was due to trumas adeshen. So a kohen took the machta shel kesef. A machta means like a pan or a shovel made out of kesef, made out of silver. V'olah l'reisha mizbeach, went all the way to the top of the mizbeach. Ofinas agecholim eilach v'eilach. And he would go up to the maracha, push aside to both sides some burning embers, and v'chosam in a mucholis apanimiyos, he would go and put the shovel in deep into the fire, into the gecholim, the yard, and then he would leave the mizbeach, and then he would walk down the kevesh, he gave the ritzpah, now he is on the floor, machzer ponav klapi tzafayin, he turns around, because as you go down the kevesh, you're going in the dorim direction, because that's where the kevesh was, but now he's Baruch Hashem on terra firma. He's on the ground. What does he do now? He turns around towards Tzafon, but he doesn't go back up to the kevesh, obviously. But rather, v'hilch mizrach shel kevesh. He makes a right turn, going now to the mizrach, to the eastern part, not only of the kevesh but also of the mizbeach. And now, when he turns the corner, so to speak, he's finished the dorim side of the kevesh, and now he's going to the right side of the kevesh. He walks ke'eser amos, approximately 10 amos northward. That was still 22 amos before the end of the kevesh, because the kevesh is 32 amos long. So he went approximately a third, 10 amos. And then, tzavetz gecholim al gabi ritzvah. Now we go and pour out from that machta, the gecholim, the deshen, on the ritzvah, on the floor. And it was rochim in a kevesh, shloisha tvachim. And it was removed from the kevesh to the left side, three tvachim altogether. And that was makam shenois the mura v'noitza. That's the place where they put on not only the trumas adeshen every day, but whenever they had such an oilas ha'oif, they put the mura v'noitza over there. They didn't put the mura v'noitza on the mizbeach, but rather they cleaned it out or extracted it from the oilas ha'oif. After all, an oilas ha'oif, just like an oilas behema, you have to put on the fire on the maracha. However, they made sure to take out the mura v'noitza first, and they put it on the fire. Rashi and Chumash says that the reason why there was such a hakpada to take out the mura v'noitza is because birds, as opposed to animals, free fly freely all over, and they are likely to go and eat from neighbors' properties or other properties, and therefore they're likely to go and eat min ha-gezel. We don't want that gezel to be on the Mizbeach, so therefore we remove the Murbanitza, and they throw it onto the Beis Hadesh. And v'nishta v'disha Mizbeach ha-panimi v'ha-menoira. In other words, there were two other things that they used that Beis Hadesh for, besides the Trumas Hadesh, besides the Murbanitza. Also, every single day, they had disha Mizbeach ha-panimi, meaning that every day on the Mizbeach ha-panimi, they brought the Ketoris, after the Ketoris was all burned. Remember, to go and burn the Ketoris, they had to bring Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So eventually, those Gecholim burned out, as well as the Ketoris burned out. So whatever Shiraim had left at the end, whatever ash, as well as Vaham Noira, every single day you had the leftover, the Psilois. Just like when we clean out our Menoiris every single Chanukah. Of course, years ago, it was a much greater job. Today, you just take out the glasses, put the glasses back in, right? Put in new glasses, but at one time you actually had to go and mutchitza chabisl. Anyway, here in America, everything becomes
convenient.
Convenient, exactly. There's certain
and expensive,
yeah. Certain farm stores in Borough Park today. Instead of it's a big tircha to go and put the glasses in, you can hire a person to come to your home and he'll put the glasses in. He'll take them out. And soon you'll be able to hire someone to go and make the bracha for you and exactly and light it all. Okay. Anyway, but getting to back to the Gemara. So whatever residue you had in the menorah, whatever remainder you had on top of the Mizbeach HaPanimi, that too was swept out and was put on that Mokum Hadashin. Okay, that's the whole cheshbon that we're talking about, why they normally were on the eastern side, and when there was traffic, they were on the western side. Now, we said that the Kohen has to be very, very strong to be able to go and throw 30 amas. So Rashi explains, it's one thing that you have a pitcher that's working for a baseball game and he's taking a nice heavy baseball and he throws it. That's relatively easy in a sense. However, when you're taking something which is so light, like the Murvanoitza, which probably weighed just a couple of ounces, whatever it was, to be able to throw that 30 of those, so that's already a major accomplishment and shows the strength of these Kehan. Okay, but now the question is, how do you get to the cheshbon of the 30? So Rashi, there's a fairly lengthy Rashi over here, but the bottom line is Rashi says that we have to do our Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So how do you get to that? So Rashi says you really have a right angle of 22 by 22. How do you get to the cheshbon of 22 by 22? So the first 22 is very simple. Since we said that the Mokum Hadeshen was 10 amos removed from the Dorim side, so by definition it was removed 22, it was next to the Kevesh, right? But the Kevesh was 32 altogether, so to get to the Mizbeach you'd have to go and walk another 22 amos. Here we're not walking, we're talking about throwing. But the point is, from that point next to the Kevesh all the way to the Mizbeach, that was 22 amos. Fine. Now, where was the Kohen standing? The Kohen was standing on the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. What was the width of the Kevesh itself? We've had before. It was 16. Since it was 16, so there were 8 empty Amas, so to speak, on the right, and 8 empty Amas on the left. Okay, so let's only talk about the left, because that's where the Kohen is standing to do the Avodah. Of the 8 Amos, we're going to remove the first 3. What are the first 3? That's the one for the Yesoid, the next one for the Soivev, and the third for the Kronois, and therefore you're left with 5.
But shouldn't only be 2? Because he's standing on the Soivev, isn't he? He's doing it also over.
He's standing all the way on the top of the Mizbeach.
Also. Okay.
Yeah, when you're on that side, on the southwestern side, you're standing on top of the Rashi, in fact, points out that there was no Soivev at that point. Soivev is only on the right side, not on the left side. I don't know exactly where it ends, but there was, and even if the Soivev went all the way around, there was no Kevesh, that mini Kevesh. Remember yesterday we said we had 2 mini Kvashim, and 1 mini Kevesh went from the right side, 1 went from the left side. The one that went from the right side took you from the major Kevesh on this mini Kevesh, mini ramp, and then onto the Soivev. On the left-hand side, you didn't have the benefit of that, but rather, you only had from the Kevesh going downwards for purposes of the Shvicha Shirayim. So therefore, you didn't have anything from the Soivev to connect to the Kevesh. That being the case, anytime you did the Oilus Soivev on the left side, you had to be on top of the Mizbeach. No problem.
And so we deduct 3, so we deducted 3, not 2.
Yeah, it's good so far?
Yeah.
So now we start off with the head 8, we deduct 3, we're down to 5. So now 5 together with 16 only gets you to 21. We're trying to make it should be a right angle exactly the same of 22. Is that called an isosceles triangle when two are the same, or only all three? Nishkan after a minute. Anyway.
Equilateral is three. Isosceles.
Equilateral. Okay. Scalene. Scalene, whatever the fancy schmancy word is, we're going to try to get 22. So Rashi says that the Kohen didn't stand exactly on the Karen, but he stood one amma higher up beneath. Not beneath, above the Karen, not standing above, standing on it, but it means towards the northern side of the Mizbech. So once you have the Kohen standing over there, you're adding one more Amma together with the 5 Ammas which were left from the 8, that's 6, then the width of the Kevesh is 16, so we got 22 altogether. So it's 22 by 22. You probably have a picture there on the bottom of the Amma there. Not the other side? The other side, because, oh, over there. Oh, beautiful. Please show it to our brethren. I've seen it, but you see the gray area, and please show it to Brother Bill, and Brother Barry, and Brother Amir, and everybody else. Yeah, exactly. If you put it down there, it'll be easier to see.
Depends what angle.
We get closer.
The right angle, it's a right angle.
So you see, from here to here is exactly 22. It probably just says 22 there now.
It says 23, actually.
It does? Okay, I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
22 is 23 from the line parallel to the coin.
All right. So that's this says 23, this says 22?
22, 20, doesn't matter.
So, but it says 22 over here.
It says 23 over here.
And what is it over here?
22.
Okay. So look at this one, don't look at that one. So it's 22. And over here is also 22. So it's 22 by 22. And therefore we have now a big, difficult computation to make. So if we go and multiply a squared plus b squared, a squared, what, how much is 22 by 22?
No, I'm not a math person.
I think it's 484, right? Try it out, 484. Yeah, that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
484. And then we add another 484, because 22 plus 22, we have to go A squared plus B squared. So A2 is 22 times 22 is 484. 484 plus another 48 is 968. Yeah, 968. Good. If you now do this, the square root of 968, you get 31.1, etc., etc. So it's a little bit more than 31. That's, yeah, stimmt. Okay, if you have your calculator, you can figure it out pretty easily. Remember, 20 times 22 gets you to 440. So now you're just adding two more, because 22 times 22. No, but I want to make sure that you're on the same page.
Math doesn't jive with me, so...
I'm sure it does. It's just it's your humility and modesty which you're showing. Anyway...
Qualitative versus a quantitative.
Okay. So Rashi has another cheshbon as well. Rashi says that, according to Chazal, he always, whenever you're doing the hypotenuse of this right triangle... You're doing that third angle, the c squared, you just go and multiply it 1.4 times whatever the original right angle was. What's the cheshbon of that? What's
the square root of 2 is 1.4.
Exactly, that's the square root of 2. So how do you get the square root of 2? Let's assume that you have 1 on one side and 1 on the other side. So therefore, now you have to do 1 squared. How much is 1 squared? Roughly 1. How much is the other 1 squared? Again, roughly 1. We add 1 plus 1 is 2. Square root of 2 is 1.4, and then another couple of digits. Exactly, you can go on another, right, for the rest of the share, 1.4, and then it up. Okay, but we just make it short, 1.4. So now if you go and multiply 22 times 1.4, how much does that get you? Should get you 30.8, right? Want to try it out? 1.4 times 22, 30.8. So it's a little bit more than 30. You know, stimmt, Bill,
I'm going to put myself an approximation, so you have some play there.
We don't need to get
31.11.
31.11. That's if you
use 4 decimals.
4 decimals. Oh, very good. Excellent. Anyway, the 22 times 1.4 gets you to 30.8, and then Rashi says, and don't forget, we have 3 more tvach, because when you coin has to throw it, it doesn't land on the kevesh. Or right after the kevesh, you got to add 3 more tvach. You add 3 more tvach, and then you get to 31.1. Right? So we start off with 30.8, you add another 0.3, and then you get to 31.1. So now that we have 30.1, Frank, the Gemara, you said that you only have to go and throw it 30 amos. And it comes out even more than 31, not just 30. So why are you underplaying this gvaldige koyach of the Kahanim that you're saying. He throws it. Yoisim shloishim amatz, yoisim shloishim yechad ama.
Like a pitcher, he raises his leg and then he...
Oh, and for the Gemara, mokim gavri lechoshev, we don't count the mokim of the person himself. The koyin himself is also occupying one of the amas. Therefore, take him out of the equation because of the fact, like you, as you say, he has to go and throw the arm and then pick up the leg, you know, to and throw it. So therefore, that gets us to below 31. It gets us into the 30 area. So that was the Gvaldige Koyach of the Kahanim. Those of you that have the time, you have a very interesting Rashi that goes through it in some detail. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we have over here Kol Olam Mizbech. So now we're now talking, no longer talking about the three up and three down, but we're talking about how you got there. So if you go back to the Mishnah back on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line, Kol Olam Mizbech, whoever is going up to Mizbech, Oilin Derech Yamin goes up from the right hand side. Umakiv V'yarim Derech Smol, he comes down from the left hand side. Chutz Min Oil L'Gimel Elu, etc. Okay, so what about these three? These three are the Nisach Hamayim, the Nisach Hayayin, as well as the Oilas Oif. Here, you didn't go around to the right, starting on the Soiviv and making your way around, or going to the top of the Mizbeach and making your way around, but rather, you went up on the Kevish on the left-hand side. Not on the Yemen, not on the right, on the left-hand side, all the way to the top. And what did the Kohen do when he got to the top? In terms of the Nisach Hamayim, the Hayayin, he poured it out in the Shitin, those were the two holes on the corner of the top of the Mizbeach, and there on the top of the Mizbeach, he did also the Oilas Oif, because the Oilas Oif has to be Lamala, Ayin, 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 all the way Lamala, Taka, on the top of the Mizbeach, not on the Soif, on the top of the Mizbeach. Okay, so now the Gemara, why did they have to go up to the left? After all, they could go up to the top of the Mizbeach also from the right hand side.
So Rashi and traffic, they don't.
Oh, okay. That
legs,
could be one reason.
Avoid bumping or.
Oh, you're getting very, very close to what the Gemara is going to tell us. So, L'choyer, what they could have done is, Rashi gave examples of those that go up on the right. For instance, somebody that had to go and deal with the Maracha. He had to either put something on the Maracha like the Aymarin, or in the case of the Oilek, and put the Evarim Upadarim, or he had to go and remove some of the Dashin. So they went up to the right of the ramp to the top. And then they would make their way around like a shtikl hakofas haregel, and then come down. But now you're telling me that for these three purposes, they didn't go up the right, they went up the left. Why? They could have gone up the right, and then when they got towards the top of the Mizbeach, again make a hakofa, or at least make a left turn. Why did they have to go up from the left-hand side? After all, we had in the Gemara, kol pinisha tepoina eina ela leyamin. Oh, so Gemara, my time, what's the reason why? So
they don't have to go around for a long time.
So Rabbi Yochan is going to go and give us two solid reasons, practical reasons, like you were saying before, not because of a word about traffic or bumping into, but Nisachim Shemi Yis Ashnu, because if he's going to go and take the wine with him in the Klisharis and walk around the Maracha, then the smoke of the Maracha is going to go and perhaps overwhelm the wine. The wine is going to become Yayin Ma'ushan, and smoky wine is possible for Nisach HaYayin.
But that's smoky scotch.
Smoky scotch, okay. But here we're talking about wine. Anyway, so that's the Shem Yis Ashnu. What about the Oilas Oif? You take the Oilas Oif, which is anyway so small, Shem Thomas Ba'ashan, if you're going to go and take it around the Maracha, the smoke may overwhelm this Oif, and no more bird, no more Oif. So therefore, you go up the left-hand side to avoid any problems with the smoke of the Maracha.
So isn't that the fire and the smoke went up straight like as a column, so it should not contaminate?
Number one, I think that was only the first base of English, not the second base of English. Very good. Well, the Ketoris, it went straight up. Thank you. The Ketoris in the Mizbech HaPanimi, that went like a column straight up. But on the Maracha, the smoke could disperse.
What about
disperse.
The wind?
Exactly, so that could cause it to disperse. That's right.
And if they didn't like smoke.
Exactly. See, we didn't like smoke either for the wine or for the other side, and that's why they went up the left-hand side to avoid the potential smoke problems. Frank, tomorrow minute, let me ask you a kasha. You have over here the koyin that is going to do the nisach hayayin. What did he do? He went lahakiv mechitaka, made that hakofa. Ma'ayinu maschil, how does he start off? He goes up the right-hand side, mikaren droimis mizrachis, and now he's going from the lowest right-hand side, he continues on his route to Mizrachis Tzvoinis, northeast. Now he goes with ways. He makes a left turn, but it's not really left, it's right, because he's looking towards the Mizbech.
Right.
Anyway, so he goes Tzvoinis Marovis, northwest, and then finally Marovis Dreimis. Oh, see, Takamiragan Sakaf, and now he does the Yayin for the Yayin Nasser. You just told me you go straight up the left, and here he's going to have to make Sakaf. Yeah, it's a Shver. You agree it's Shver?
Astira.
Very good. Omer of Yoichanan, Sakaf Beregel. What does it mean, Sakaf Beregel? So it's Ikka Chosim and a Sefer. Rashi explains on the top, it's very, very simple. It all depends on how many jobs this Kohen had at the top of the Mizbech. This Braisa that we're talking about, that he went all the way up, but he made a Gantz HaKofa because he did other things. What other things did he do? He's putting the Eimer on the Mizbech. He was putting the Evarim and Ptarim of the Oila on the Mizbech. So he had to go to the top, to the Maracha, so therefore he made his way with the HaKofa starting from the right and going room in a room. On the other hand, our Mishnah is talking about that he had nothing else to do. All his job was to do the Nisach HaYayin. Oh, Nisach HaYayin didn't just go, just make a beeline, so to speak, straight up the left-hand side, go to the top, be Menasach your wine, and come
but
down.
But if he has the wine when he goes around with the other hand, whatever he has, he's going to contaminate the
very good, very good. So what you're now pointing out is what the Gemara is going to point out. Omer Rava, Dekanami, don't think that this happens to be a Pseshtikl Doichik Pshat. This is the real McCoy. How do I know? Diktani, Noisn L'Yayin L'Nasech, Liktani Omer Loi Nasech. Shema Mina. In other words, going back to the Omer Aleph, when we're talking about that coin that was Makavis and Mizbeach, when he got to the fourth corner, Noisn L'Yayin, somebody from down below, came and handed him over the Mizrak with the Yayin. It wasn't a bottle of Kedem wine, but it was a Mizrak full of the wine, or Kois, or whatever style of the Kois it was, or whatever the flask was. And why didn't he take it up with him the whole time? Because the answer is, because his hands were full of the Aymarin, or the Evar Bedarim, or the Gizrei Eitzim, or whatever else he was doing up above, as well as, I don't want that the wine should become Nis'ashen. I don't want it to become smoky. So therefore, if he's doing such a Kof Beregel, he wasn't carrying the wine with him, so it shouldn't go and be overwhelmed by the smoke. When he gets to the corner, then another kohen runs up quickly, gives him the bottle or gives him the kli, and then he pours the wine into those shittim.
Brilliant.
That's why Rava says, one second, it says, noisily at this point we hand over the wine. It doesn't say that, okay, come on, go do the nisach, you know, it's time. Very time, we gotta start. No. Put in there. Rather, no, he's lying there, because Hitaka didn't carry the wine until now. However, someone that's only up for the Nisach, then he took the wine in hand himself, went up the left hand side of the Kevish, he got to the Shittim, he poured it out, Shema Amina. Yes?
We have two Gohanim. One did the soap, one did the whole circuitous route, and
right.
The other one made a left turn.
Okay, so it depends what the job was.
No, I'm saying, I'm talking just to carry the wine.
Yes, well.
So he made the left, he just went up and made a left.
Oh, in this case.
He just went up the left side.
Mm-hmm. He went up the left side, but he had to hand it to him.
Yes, you got to hand it to him.
It was five amos or so.
Yeah, but there was no...
Yeah, anyway, so you're right. You had to have a second coin to be Nois and Loi to hand over to him the Yayin Lenasek.
And another point from earlier.
Yes, please.
When he went down there, you would think when he went down the Kevish, he would go backwards, but apparently not. He went down.
I don't think it would be a good idea to go backwards. He might slip. It's one thing if you're going flatlands to go and move back.
Lawsuit.
Sure. Lawsuit, okay. All right, anyway. Zokti Moravaita, turn it up on.
He wasn't inclined to do it.
He wasn't inclined, exactly. All right, and we continue on. Turn it up on and kolo ilan mizbeach. Whoever goes up the mizbeach, ilan derechimin, go up the right side of the kevish. V'yorin derech small, and you come down the left side of the kevish. Ilan derech mizrach, what means the right? That means the mizrach side, right? The mizrach side of the kevish and of the mizbeach. V'yorin derech marav, and you're coming down on the marav side on the western side. Chutz! Except for these three, the Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach HaYayin, and the Oilas Oiv, Halolu, that what you derech marav, you go up the left-hand side, Biyor derech marav, and you come down the left-hand side. And, firstly, Bryce says, marav, marav, in other words, the western side coming down the western side, Oilin derech yamin, you go up the right side, Biyor derech yamin, and you come down the right side. What did you just say? Right side? We kept on saying the whole time, you go up the left side, you come down the left side. Derech Yemin, Derech Smoilu. I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, just like the Braisa began. Normally you go up the right side. And then, in case you didn't know where the right side is, that's on the Mizrach side. And then you come down the left side of the mat. But these three things, you go up the Marav, you're right, which of course is the left side, and make sure you go up Derech Yemin, and you come down Derech Yemin. Mister, do you know what you're saying? You oil a Derech Smoil, and you're Yore Derech Smoil, not Derech Yemin.
You have to do the right thing.
You have to do the right thing, exactly, and don't get left over and then do the wrong thing. Oh, Maravina, Tony Smoil. So Maravina makes the easy answer and says, you're right, take out the word Yemin, put in Smoil, and finish, and you know. Rav Omar, my Yemin, Yemin de Mizbeach. It all depends on your perspective. It depends what your approach and attitude is. Who is looking at what? When I am looking at the Mizbeach from down below, and anybody's looking at the Mizbeach down below, so the right hand side is the Yemin, that's the Mizrach side, and the left hand side is the Marav side. But what happens if you happen to be on top of the Mizbeach, or if you wish, if you're the Mizbeach? And we're looking at the Mizbeach, and he's looking at all those Kehanim down below, and the Mizbeach looks at those Kehanim, and he says, oh, they're all coming up on the left-hand side. From the Kohen's perspective, it's the right-hand side. From the Mizbeach's perspective, it's the left-hand side. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that in the Sefer of this Braisa, when we're talking about going up and coming down, we're not talking from the Kohen's perspective, we're talking about from the Mizbeach's perspective, that he's coming up on the right side, which means from the Mizbeach's perspective, that's the right, which is from the Kohen's perspective, that's the left. And that's why it says he comes up right, and he goes down right, which is what we would call going up left and coming down left. So therefore, you mean the Mizbeach. What means my smile? Smile de Gavra. Ah, so from the Mizbeach's perspective, it's stuck on the right side, and our Mishnah which said, that you come up and go down on the smallest one, that's the Gavra, that's the Kohen. So for Eiti Gemara, that's a beautiful pshat, but there's only one problem. What's the problem? Because let's look at this Braisa in its entirety. At the beginning of the Braisa, we said, Kol Oilim Mizbeach, Oilim Derech Yemin, V'yarden Derech Smoil. Obviously, we're talking from the Kohen's perspective. He goes up the right, he comes down the left. And then we're saying in the Sefer, oh, except for these three, then they're Oilim Derech Yemin, and they come Derech Yemin. I don't mean Yemin of the Kohen, we mean Yemin of the Mizbeach. So, Freit Yemora, Menisni, Oidim, Oidim, the Mizbeach, Oidim, Oidim, the Gabra, come on, switching in the middle, it's Kasha. So confusing. Kasha, Stakishwe. I'm sorry?
You go around to the left.
Exactly.
For an Aliyah to the Bima, when you get to.
It's the beam is right, but it's your left.
Okay, so
that's what we're talking here.
Very good. Okay.
Same thing with the arrow.
In the Sefer of the Braisa, it says, "Oh, it says,
Oilim derech marav, yoren derech marav, oilim derech yemin, yoren derech yemin."
It should be oilim derech. If it's from the perspective of the mizbeach in the yoren derech yemin in that clause, it should be oilim derech small.
It should be oilim derech small, yoren derech small. If it's talking mitzad the gavra, mitzad the mizbeach, it's fine. You're going up the Kevesh.
Right?
This is the Kevesh going up.
Right.
So I'm talking about these three special things.
Right, right, right.
Three special things we do on the left hand. So from the perspective of the Gavri, he's going up to the left. Right? You're standing on the, you're sitting on the other side. You're now on top of the Mizbeach.
Right.
So this is not the left. This is from your perspective. It's the right. It's the right.
So I'm saying it says Olin Derech Yemin, V'Yordan Derech Yemin.
That's right.
It's Olin Derech Small. If it's from the Mizbeach's perspective.
If you're standing here on top of the Mizbeach, and you're going up and coming down.
You got it.
Yeah, you're right.
Your right hand.
My right hand.
Your right hand.
All right. You're always right. On to the next mission. Now, in this mission and the next mission, we're going to go a little bit more into the intricacies, the details of the Chatzas Oif and the Oilas Oif. Look at the mission. Chatzas Oif Ketzer Oinas. How did you do the Chatzas Oif? Ayimodikes Roishim Mimul Orpa V'Einu Avdu. As you know, in the Bismidish, they didn't do a Shchitas Oifais, they did a Malikas Oifais. Why? That's what the Rabbi Shlalom wanted. Why did he want that? Chvesnish. But he didn't do a shchita. Of course, by behemoth he did a shchita, but by oifas he did a malika. And the malika means, basically, at the same point that you do the shchita in the front of the neck of the animal, in this case the oif, here you do the malika in the back. Somewhat similar to, or more or less the same location as Lahavdil, where we human beings put our back of the tefillin in the back right. of the head. Mm-hmm. So where that makom is, that's called mula oiref, and that's where the kohen severs the two simanim with his long finger. In other words, you have the thumb, had a long thumbnail to it, and it was very sharp, and he would go and cut through the two simanim from the back of the oiref, of the neck of the bird. So hayamoylik es roisha mimul arpa, so there are two psukim in the Torah, one in fact by the Chatas Oif, and one by the Oilas Oif. Yeah. And the one that took by the Chatas Oif, Itaka says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yavdil. V'lo Yavdil means, says Rashi, that he only cuts through one of the two simanim, not both simanim. Rashi quotes the Pasuk here. If you look at the Rashi where it says Mishnah, about 10 lines in on the Rashi's, V'inim Avdil. You don't separate one from the other. Only one simen you cut through, either the kana or the veshit. Don't split it up, just one of the two simanim. Okay, and continuing on. And then you do a hazor. Hazor means that the kohen is holding this little bird in his hand, and he shakes it towards the Mizbeach, and then one drop or so leaves the Mokka Malika and hits the wall of the Mizbeach. Shiori Adam, hoyi mismatza al yesoid. Now this Shiraim, of course, is not the standard Shiraim that we have by all of the behemoths, because then you had a Mizra full of gallons and gallons of blood, and after the Zrikus, whatever is left, you pour it on the Yesoid of Mizbeach. Here, whatever is left is in the Mokka Malika, on the back of the neck of the bird, mm-hmm. and how do you get those shiraim out? By doing a mitzui, by giving a kvetch. If you look at the Torah Ora Shalom, there's only one pasuk over here. V'hiza midam achatas, you do hazor, by going and giving a shake, al kerem mizbeach, v'anishar badam, whatever is left, yimotze gives a kvetch, mitzui is to squeeze that mokoim el yisodim mizbeach. Now, it doesn't mean that you put it down on the floor, you said it was there. It means that you go against the wall, you hope that one or two drops will flow out, and then they will eventually trickle down to the Yisoyin HaMizbeach down below. So that's the Shiori Adam HaYimismatzeh HaYisoyin HaMizbeach means to trickle down to the Yisoyin down below. V'ayin HaMizbeach El Adoma V'kula L'Kahanim. This is a Chatas Oif. This is not an Oilas Oif. Since a Chatas Oif, it's Ne'achal L'Kahanim. So now, normally, when you're talking about behemoths, at least the emurim you have to go and put on the mizbeach. Hey, you don't put anything on the mizbeach except the dam, that those two little drops, the drop of the hazor, the drop of the mitzvah, otherwise, ain't the mizbeach al adoma, they're bisala, the kulkana, but the rest of the chatzos oif is eaten by the kana. Zok timar, tan rabban, v'hiza midam chatzos. It says that you're maz midam chatzos, it means miguf chatzos, with the chatzos from the bird itself. So what do you mean for the bird itself? You take the whole thing, it was all in his hand until now anyway, and he holds it, and he gives a shake, a shakel, and he spritzes a drop onto the wool of Mizbech. Now, Al-Kir Mizbech is important. Al-Kir Mizbech, V'loy Al-Kir HaKevesh, not onto the wall of the ramp. V'loy Al-Kir HaHechel, don't go in the other direction towards the Hechel, or V'loy Al-Kir HaUlam, it's got to be the Kir Mizbech, the Mizbech HaChitza. V'ezezeh, Kir hatachtoni ena kir elyon. After all, you have a tall wall of 9 amos, plus the Koranis makes it 10 amos tall. So, which part of the wall do you have to go and do this? Since we're talking about the chatas oif, we all know the halach of the chatas oif is where? It's lamata, it's not lamala. But the Gemara says, al pi svora, al pi kal v'choim, it should be lamala. Why? Because after all, your regular korban oila is down below, right? Shtayim Shein Arba, down below by Korban Oil. What about Korban Chatos? You have to go all the way to the top and put on the Korban Mizbeach. So you would say, L'chor, the same thing should apply to the Oilas Oif and the Chatos Oif. That the Oilas Oif you should do it down below, and the Chatos Oif you should go all the way on the top. But it's V'nahapachu, the Chatos Oif is down below. And the Oilas Oif, those are the three ions, you take it L'mal. Says Zigmar, I'll be logic, I would have said, V'dinu, by regular behemah, a normal korban oila, the spritzing, the zrikas adam is lamata. Chatos, on the other hand, a regular behemah, the chatos is lamala. You have to go up to the four koranis. Oif, shoilosa lamala. oif where the oila is lamala, the three ayins. Ain't it in the chavad and avada shechatos it should be lamala. Talmud loyim in the pasuk says v'nishem adam yimotzei el yisoid hamizbeach. Where do you do the hazor sadam the kir shashiraim shaloyim mismatzin liyisoid? Why does it have to be the keratachton? Explains Rashi, because if you do the mitzoy lamala michutasika, which is lamala of the soyvev, it may never trickle down to the kiramizbech and down to the kiramizbech lamata and to the yisoid, because of the fact that it's such a small little drop. Think of putting a drop of seltzer on the top of the yisoid, of the soyvev that is, and see whether it ever reaches down below. By the time it reaches down below, it will have dried out, there will be nothing left, no moisture, no gunish. So therefore, since the Torah says about this loshem anisha badom yimotzei, so now, truth be told, that is referring, of course, to the mitzia dam. We've been referring to the hazor sadam. So Gemara is going to discuss that in another moment. But the Gemara tells us, lamasa, where do you have to do this? Even though al pisvara, I would have said that the chatas o'oid should be lamala, just like the chatas behema. Of the answer is no. But nishabadam has to be yimatzei yisoid mizbeach has to be kish yisrayim shalim yismatzei yisoid. So he says that kira tachtin. In fact, it's lamata michuta sikra and not lamala. Since by the chatas, if there's a double zrika, if you will, what's the double zrika? You have the hizah, and then you have the mitzoy. Oh, you have both of those. So maybe the azor should be taka lemala michutasikra, not the way we do it. We're talking about the chatas oif. Maybe the azor should taka lemala, and that's what you were concerned about. Vanisha b'dom is never going to reach the asoidim as man. Do that lemata, which would be in fact like the mirror image, if you will, just like by the Mahamas, that you go and do your Zrikas, in a sense, more Lamala, while when it comes to the Shrichas Yisharayim, then you pour the Lamata onto the Yisrael Mizbeach. See here too, maybe, just like we're learning with that Kal V'Choymer, just like by the Bahama, what should be the din? The Chatas Bahama is Lamala, maybe the Chatas Oiv is also Lamala, the Hazo'a, and then the Shirayim, the Bitsu, is maybe Lamata. Amarava, 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 Miksiv, Yamtze. What does Yimotze mean to say? The Yimotze means to say is that I'm using this term Yimotze to tell us two dinim. Number one, the din of the mitzvah. Mitzvah, you got to give the kvetch, so the drop comes out. But the Yimotze is also learning that this Yimotze is going on the hazor itself. That the hazor itself has to be in a position so that it would also be mismatze lamata. Not that because that is your kavanah. It's mamela. That's what happens mamela, that you when you go and shake the bird with a drop of blood coming out on the kirvan's beach, what's going to happen with that drop? It's going to go and flow down towards the yisoid down below. However, if you're going to go and tell me that you have to do that lamala michutz hasikra, it's never going to get there. So therefore, the word yimotzei is being used now for two purposes. By the fact that it doesn't say yamtze. Yamtze would be, do your mitzoy, go and give a kvetch. Yimotzei is more of a passive term. So that passive term tells you, besides the mitzoy, even the hazor should also fall memela down to the yisoid below. So therefore, you have to start off below the chutzah sikra.
There was no sovev anyway. He said in that corner. He said there was no sovev on the southwest corner.
Southwest corner. There was no sovev at all.
Earlier in the shir, you were saying to me, "There's no sovev."
No sovev that reaches all the way then has the to the kevish that you should wear, a mini kevish or a regular kevish. It doesn't. Let's see the Rashi in the Yom Aleph. Otherwise, you're not going to believe me. Maybe you won't believe the Rashi either. Hopefully, you will. If you go back to the Rashi in the Yom Aleph.
I'm just trying to visualize. You're doing so beautifully.
Below beside, so you look at that. When we're talking about the, it's the Rashi which is right before the wide lines. So you have to go about 10 lines. So tzobaras agicholim. See that Rashi tzobaras agicholim.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, but don't start at the beginning of the Rashi. We have to start in the middle of the Rashi. If you look Rashi, about 5 lines before the wide lines. You have that?
Yeah. The middle lines, the final wide lines.
Right. 5 lines before the final wide lines.
Yeah.
You have that?
Yeah.
The Koyin is standing on top of the Mizrach. Like this, I'm not standing on the side. Shekishahi, Nasis, the Mizrach, Oyim beside it. If you're talking doing the Oif on the right hand side, meaning on the Mizrach, then you're standing beside. That's good. Fishish, Oy Kevish, cotton, the Mizrach, the Fanis, and Menel, the side. Because as we said yesterday, 2 days ago, they had two mini kvashim, two ramps, right, and one mini ramp left from the big ram, and it went to the right hand side to the soiva b'mizrach. The fan is minasov. That's fine. So he was able to walk from the kevish onto the soiva. There was no such small little rampachel that went from the big kevish to the seidet. Therefore, he said all the way on top of the seidet. Okay, so it doesn't say that there was a. If I misspoke earlier, it's not that there was no seidet. There was a seidet, but there was no ramp
to that seidet.
To that seidet, from the seidet to the kevish, and so therefore
on that side
there was another small little ramp that led downwards and not upwards. And that went from the kevish, not from the soivet, went from the kevish down below to be able to do the shvicha shiraim. When you're taking lemushel the blood from the chatas, you go down the kevish, then you don't have to go all the way down to the 32 amas to the bottom, but you had an offshooting ramp that went down that you could take the blood straight to the soivet, that to the yesoid down below for the shvicha shiraim. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So where we're questioning
from Amr of Zutra Bartuvia.
Amr of Zutra Bartuvia, that's in the morning. Yeah, okay, good. So Amr of Miksiv Yamtze, it says Yamtze, it's in the Mele Mashu. Amr of Zutra Bartuvia, Amr Ra. Five lines before the second Mishnah here on the Amud. Kates and Mokin Chatzasoif. How do you do the Malika? Oyches Gapa Bishtei Etzboiz, Ushtei Raglaim Bishtei Etzboiz. Every person, every regular person, has five fingers, Baruch Hashem, in addition to the first, which is the agudel. Agudel being the thumb, they also have four other fingers, and those four fingers conveniently held this bird in place. The gapov is referring to the wings, those were b'shtei etzbois in two fingers, u'shtei raglayim, and the two legs, b'shtei etzbois, with the other two fingers. Which fingers were used for what? So Rashi tells us over here, good. If you have the Rashi, it's about 10 lines before the wide lines. Here you don't have middle wide lines. 10 lines before the wide lines. It's in his palm, he's holding it. And he puts the two legs of this little oif. Let's take out the word zeres, likmitza. Etzvaktan is what we call the pinky, and the kmitz is the fourth finger, because that's finger. The ring finger. It has that ring of that truth ring to it. Up. Okay. Anyway, so that's where you put the two legs between those two fingers. Ushnei gapel, which are the two wings of it. Bein amma le etzva. Amma is, of course, the middle finger. That's, of course, you measure the amma from there. Right. And etzva is the pointer, the second finger. Mm-hmm. And now you have, Baruch Hashem, the oif is well
trapped.
Trapped or held very well by the koyim, and now he takes his thumb and he does the malika with that thumb. Mm-hmm. So getting back to it's a very hard
avoider.
Gemara is going to tell us, don't you still stealing my lines, Chavim. And no, it's okay, love all of you. Anyway, and then he stretches out the tzavar, the neck, al roich of gudloi, on the width of his goydel, of his finger, of his thumb, or malk, and then he goes and does a malika with that thumb. Masisa Tana, the Braisa, however, says slightly differently. Tzifra melebar, not that he was holding the tzipar in his hand, but rather the tzipar was on the back of his hand, but it was held the same way again. Because it's on the back, it's not in the hand, it's on the back of the hand, so then somebody seich tzavori on the roich of gudloi, but it's on roich of shtetz boisav. Somebody, if you have a little birds, you can bring in tomorrow, we can demonstrate. I'm sorry?
Normally you think it was in the palm of his hand.
Exactly.
It's on
the outside of the hand.
How could it be on the outside?
That makes it much more difficult. That's so difficult. So avoid the kashim amigdish. It's the most difficult to avoid in the base of amigdish. The most difficult. I'm sorry.
Where's the is on this?
If you're able to go and crop a little bird, bring it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll take a look at it and we'll try to figure it all out. Anyway, v'zu avoid the kashim amigdish. This was the most difficult to avoid in the base of amigdish.
There's no pictures in the art scroll.
I'm shocked.
Because it's impossible to do.
Zoo, Frank Timara, Zoo, Heva, Zoo, like this was the most difficult avoid of the Besmeidus. Really? V'ika, Kmitza, V'chafina, Kmitza, because you have to do with the three fingers, and you have to make sure nothing is sticking out and nothing is sticking in, and there's no cartel avoid, and that's got to be exactly so. And Chafina, of course, you do it on the Yom Kippur, which I would think is more difficult than the other two combined. But anyway, says the Gemara, Chafina, of course, you take all the Torahs in one hand, you take from the two hands, you put it in one hand, and you have to go and hold the ladle, and you have to hold the fire and the machbas and make sure you don't get burned. It's a burning issue on Yom Kippur. Ella says, Yomara, you're right. Not that zu avoid kosher, ima zu avoid kosher. May avoid this kosher shem migdash. There were three major, really difficult to avoid this. One was a kibitza, one was a chavina, and the third one is our case over here of the Malika's wife. There was a Rabbi Munk, Zchan Levrucha, who was a Kohen, who lived in Haifa, and he had a very, very long nail, which was very, very sharp, thumbnail, and people looked at it, he was a rabbi, he was a roof, how's he going thumbnail? So he says, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and somebody has to be able to do the Malika. If nobody has such a long, sharp nail, you won't be able to do Malika for at least a month or three or four until the people develop such a long nail.
And train how to do it.
And train as well. But at least he had the nail. So he had the instrument, so to speak, to be able to implement
it.
He could nail it, exactly. So it shows you what emun and bitochen these people had, that, you know, he lived with it. See, the Chofetz Chaim had...
Was he
a Kohen? 100% he was a Kohen. Otherwise he couldn't do the Malika. But they say about the Chofetz Chaim that he had a mizvada. He had one suitcase which was always packed with a bare amount of clothing and things, so that when Mashiach comes, he won't have to wait to pack his bags. He has it already packed.
He didn't have that much to start with.
I'm sure.
The poverty.
That's true. But nevertheless, he had a pack that makes it even aggressive a chiddush. Because all the Ashirim, you have to go and put in 12 different pairs of underwear, and then eight different shirts, and then 15 socks, and all the rest. So Yitak was poor. Whatever he had, Nebuch, he split it up and put it into this small little
valise.
Good. Oy v'soif. Until now we spoke about the Mizbech. Now the Chatzosoif. Now we're talking about the Oylas Oif. No, Ketzin asked, how do you do that? Ola Kevesh, he went up to on the Kevesh. Ufana the Soiv, when he went to the Soiv, if he was doing it on the right-hand side, because there was a Soiv with the mini-ramp, and that was no problem. And now, Bola Lekeren, during Mizrachis, he got to that corner on the right. Until now, we were talking always corner on the left. And the whole Ola Soiv that didn't left was only because there was a lot of traffic on the right. But if there's no traffic, everybody in the Droim is Mizrachis. And then you didn't have to go and have a pitching hand to throw 30 yamas. It was much, much closer because it was the base of Deshin. Well, it depends if you held it a little bit long and you went down, whatever, maybe 20 yamas, good. So Zoktimar, it wasn't a diagonal, it was straight. So Vushtei Do, Yemoylikes Roishim Imul Arpa, again he did the Malika, Umavdil Hiru, Yomavdil, because there in the case of the Chatzis Oiv, the Torah said Beferish, Vuloyavdil, here it doesn't say that, it's Yomavdil, so you cut through both the two Simar. Umitzah is dumb, and then you do only mitzvah. There's no hazo'ah. Those are the two major differences between the Oilus Oif and the Chatzis Oif. But the Chatzis Oif, the Torah says, the Hizam Idam, and then the Hanisher Badam Yimatzah. So you have to do hazo'ah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Here you only do a mitzvah, there's no hazo'ah. And beside the other nafkimina would be the Gabi, the Havdola, whether you split the two simonim or only one simon. And ultimately, it's not only the two simonim, one simon. If you mavel both simonim, ultimately the head is also going to come off, as we'll see momentarily. So Yomani Kis Roishim Ul Orbo Mavdil, Umitza is Doma Al Kirmiz Beach Macha Mitzui, Ben Notel Esaroishi takes the head, which has now been split off from the rest of the body, the Hikif Beis Malikosei Le Mizbeach, so now he's taking that Beis Malika, and he's being Makif the Mizbeach, to put it on top of the Mizbeach, Usvogei Ben Melech, and then he would go and put salt on it, dip it into the salt. The reason for the salt is because it said in the pasuk, "Al kol karboncha takrif melech," and all karbonis they had to go and put in salt, and that's one of the makaris why we have salt on our shulchan to remember that salt.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why many people dip the challah into the salt three times.
Chazak minis chazak. That's the whole
good.
That is a separate part. That is from the Matzah Moshe. That's three times Chazak is the Matzah Moshe thing. But here the reason why, because it says in the pasuk, "V'chol korban min choscha b'melach timloch." How many do we have so far? B'melach timloch. V'leisashches eis brisalikecha mi'al min chasecha al kol korban chatakri melach. So we'll start again. "V'chol korban min choscha b'melach timloch b'melach timloch v'leisashches." Melach bris alikecha mi almin chasecha. Always make sure that it's melach too. Al korban chatakr melach is three. So it says three times the word melach in the pasuk, and that's why we go and dip the challah three times. Not everybody, but those that have that meaning to put the challah three times is from that pasuk of the three times melach. Anyway, so you put the roish now in the melach. Lizorka al Gabihishim, and he throws it on top of the Maracha. Remember, we're talking about oilas oif, you don't eat any of it, so you put it on the Mizbeach. Now, Bola Leguf, now we got to the Guf part. He didn't just go and take the guf and do the same thing. Here, v'heiser somewhere over sanoitza. You have to go and take out all of the crop, and the feathers outside, as well as the innards, the intestines, whatever. You take all of those, v'shlich le beis hadeshen, you throw it down to the beis hadeshen, which we discussed. And then, shisa v'lehiv, whatever's remaining from the oilas oif, now you go and shisa, you split it up. Split up means you take the two wings, the two bones, and you trying to give the open it. It's something similar to if you have a chicken and instead of cutting it, you try to go. You quarter it, you split it. Yeah, so you split it. However, it still remained intact because this is a different hiftel than the other hiftel. The other hiftel was talking about the simonim in the head from the rest of the body. Here we're now talking the body itself, although you kind of split it, but it still remained intact as one entity. Bim hiftel, if however you amavdel, no kashis nachalskit. And soifkim melech, you have to dip it into the salt, just like the roish, now you put in the salt. Vizork al gabi ishim, and you throw it on top of the ishim. However, lo heiser hamurav lo inoitzim, if you did not remove those. Vyes b'nei ma'am ayoitzim imam. And vlo yisamkim melech, if you didn't put it into the salt. Kol sheshina ba mi'acha shemitzes dama is ksheira. Meaning, like we've learned all along by the Bahamas, that what is the final avoida that is ma'akev, it's always the zrika sadam, that's the matir. Here the mitziyadam, which is bimkoim, the zrika sadam, that's the matir. All those other things which relate to putting it on the ishim, that's all like the haktoris aimurim, which we know the haktoris aimurim is not ma'akev. And so therefore this is also not ma'akev, do it properly, like we said. But if he didn't put on the soul, then he didn't split it up, all kusha, because it's all post the dam. Hivdul b'chatzav lehivdul ba'oila, it's possible. Now this hivdul is referring to the havdola of the simanim, where we said at the top, ashtayt and pusik, or malak esroishim ul orpay v'lo yavdil, when it comes to the chatzas, oy v'lo yavdil. If he was hivdul b'chatzas, oy yoyot, or fakert by the oila instead of being mavdil v'lo yivdul ba'oila, then it's possible. Because these two, that took place prior to the dam. How do I know? Because we're talking about that hivdul lehivdul, we're talking about the malika. The Malik, of course, was like before the Mitzui, or before, like the Shechita. Obviously, that was before the Hazor and before the Mitzui, because that's creating the blood to be able to do the Hazor and the Mitzui. So therefore, since those predated, so to speak, these are previous avoiders prior to the Mitzui, so then they are Ma'akev, and then it's possible. Mitzui Dama Rosh Vilei Mitzui Dama Guf, Sula. You have to do both. You have to do the Rosh Mitzui Guf Tzaman. So both of them, you have to adapt Mitzui. Dama gufling mitzah, I'm sorry, mitzah dama roish, filling mitzah dama guf is psula. If you only did the roish, and you didn't do the guf, no good. Dama gufling mitzah dama roish, that's ksheira, because the ikur mitzah is from the blood that stems from the body, not for the roish. Roish has little, if any, blood, it's really coming from the guf. The guf is what creates that mitzah blood.
So he's doing the mitzah with the roish, or he's doing it with the...
He does both. But the one is ma'akim, one's not ma'akim. Mitzah dama roish, filling mitzah dama guf, it's possible, because he just did the Rosh, not the Gov. The Dama Gov, the Mitzvah, Dama Gov, that's okay. Yeah, but okay.
He didn't throw the Rosh at the beginning. He said he splits the Rosh from the body, then he burns the Rosh.
This took place before the throwing. Okay. So after the Malika, then he takes the Rosh and gives a Kvetch, and then he gives the Gov a Kvetch, and then he takes the Rosh and he does the, as you said, you put it into the salt, and then you throw it on top of the Ishim, exactly right, and then you do this Gov, the same thing, just that the Gov, you first have to remove out all the entrails and stuff, split it a little bit, and then you put it into the salt, and then you throw it up. Okay, Chantzav Shemolko. So now from here till the end of the Mishnah should be very, very familiar to all of us, because now we're going into that wonderful land of Pigoland and other machshavas that can go and passel a carbon. So first we start off with the Shaloi Lishma. As you know, we learned in the first Mishnah, because Vachshin Nimr Chalut Shemav, Ksheir Mashul Av, Shemchoi Vechutz Mei, Chatzah Peitzah, so a Korban Chatzah, so if you did Shloi Lishma, it's possible. Oh, same thing applies to Chatzah Soif. Chatzah Soif Shemol Kishloi Lishma, you had in mind for an Oidah Soif instead of Chatzah Soif, the Marshal, so it's Shloi Lishma. Or Mitzah Dom Shloi Lishma, same thing you did a Mitzah, having in mind the Oidah Soif and it's Chatzah Soif. Or Shloi Lishma, Vishloi Lishma, or Shloi Lishma, even if you had a mixture of the two, it's all possible. Oilas oif, however, is ksheira, because oilas oif is just like an oilas behema. It's ubavashli otzel abal m'shem choyv. It's the same halacha we had in Daf Beis, that it's a kosher carbon, but it's not oil of Shem Choyves. He has to bring another one, a brand new oil. So, but the first one is a kosher oif. So don't throw it out in Beis HaDashin, but put it rather on the Mizbeach like any carbon oil. Echad chatzel v'yech oil of oif. Shem molkan, shem mitzvah doman. Lechol dovah shedarka lechol. Lehakta dovah shedarka lehaktir. What happens if you took your chatzel oif and you took your oil of oif, you did a malika, or the mitzvah dam, and you had in mind lechol dovah shedarka lechol. In the past, when we've had that lashon, we've been referring to the same behema, the same carbon. And we're saying, Dovah Shadarka Lechol would be, for instance, the Chatas HaBehema. The Dovah Shadarka Lechol is the Basar. The Dovah Shalhakter is, of course, referring to the Emurin. But over here, that's not the case, because we said by the Chatas Oif at the top, Kula Lekahanim, none of it goes on the Mizbeach except for the Dam. So what are we talking about? Lechol dovah shedarka lechol. That makes sense. Chatzos oif, dark lechol. Ulahakta dovah shedarka lahakter. There is no dovah lahakter. So Rashi says that you have to read this respectively. In other words, echad chatzos oif, which is you had in mind b'shas the mitzoy b'shas the malika lechol dovah shedarka lechol. That's the chatzos oif. Ulahakter is going on the oilas oif. By the oilas oif, if you have in mind lahakter, dovah shedarka lahakter, which is of course the whole oilah, in each case, if you had a machshava chutzam koimai, possibly aim by cards. If you had a machshava chutzlizmanai, pig of a chayyab and all of cards, just like by the behemoth. Ubavad, shiakra matke mitzvasa, he has to be pigle perfect. Has pigle perfect. Ketzad. So we go through the very simple cases. Karavamatke mitzvasa. What does that mean in practical terms? Molak bishtika. During the Malika, no, didn't do anything, no chutzas man, no chutzam koim, no shalei lishma, gunish, he does the Malika. Or mitzvah dam, and now he did the mitzvah dam, with the machshav of chutzas manoi. Oi, shemolak chutzas manoi, or mitzvah dam b'shtika. After all, over here you don't have four avoidas, you only have two, you have the Malika. Okay, the chatzas, so if you can go and talk about two, the hazom and the mitzvah, it's really considered to be one. So, how do you have karamatik yutzvasai? As long as you have one which was a pure chutzlis manoi, and you had no others which undermined with an eruv machshavos with other bad machshavos, then it's going to be bigger. So what was the case over here? Malik b'shtika, okay, no machshavos whatsoever, goodish. Mitzvah dam chutzlis manoi. Oh, so you had one pigel machshavos chutzlis manoi. Or new case, malik chutzlis manoi. You had your machshavos of chutzlis manoi b'shas malika, or mitzvah dam b'shtika. That was quiet. Oi, shemalik u'mitzah dam chutzlis manoi. Both of them, the malika and the mitzah, was a machmir. He wanted to make sure this is pigel. So both of them, he did chutzlis manoi. No, zekarva matzikim mitzvasei, and therefore it becomes full fledged pigel. Keitzel like karva matzikim mitzvasei. Give me examples. Fakert, malik chutzlim koymai u'mitzah dam chutzlis manoi. Oh, so since you had a malika chutzlim koymai, that is already an ear of machshavas. It undermines the machshava of chutzlis manoi. So of course, it's not going to be pickle. It's going to be possible, but it's not going to be pickle. So, like Armatikir, so I'll say, Molik Chutzes Koimai, Mitzah Dam Chutzes Mani. So the Mitzah was good in terms of the pickle, but not the Malika. Or forget, Oshim Molik Chutzes Mani, that was fine. Mitzah Dam Chutzes Koimai, undermined by the fact that he had the Mitzah Chutzes Koimai. Oi, Shim Molik Mitzah Dam Chutzes Koimai, both of them were Chutzes Koimai. So, of course, in all of those cases, if he did both of them, it's going to be possible. And continue the Mishnah. Chatzes Oishim Molkai, Shiloi Lishma. Stop. So now, chatzis oif as opposed to the oilis oif, since the chatzis oif is like the chatzis behema, where the machsheves chutz l'shaloi l'shmoi pasels, it's not just oilabam shumchoyve, it's pasels. Oh, so then it's just like a chutz l'mekoyme machsheva that undermines the chutz l'zmanoi machsheva. So chatzis oif shemolkoi shaloi l'shmoi, the blikoi shaloi l'shmoi, umitzadam chutz l'zmanoi. Or malak chutzlis manai, which was fine, but mitzvah dam shloim lishma, shloim lishma. Or shemalak mitzvah dam shloim lishma, zeh shloim karev amatik mitzvasai, no good. Meaning that it's not possible, but it's not a din of pigel sheish by kars. Fine. Next, lechol kzayis b'chutz kzayis l'machor. He had machshava kzayis b'chutz and kzayis l'machor. You remember back when we had this same mishnah back earlier on in Masechta. It was machloikas amayroim, whether we're talking about in the same avoida or two separate avoidas. So kzayis b'chutz, he had in mind, one kzayis is going to go and eat outside b'chutz, one kzayis is going to go and eat l'machar. So again, you have a chutz l'zmane, chutz l'mkoymai, mixed two machshavas. Or kzayis l'machar, kzayis b'chutz. Or kechutz yzayis b'chutz, kechutz yzayis l'machar. Kechutz yzayis l'machar, kechutz yzayis b'chutz. In all of these cases, possibly ain't by kareis. The first cases are basically a repeat from before, but the second cases are telling us that you can be mitzvah of the two machshavas, not to the higher of the two, but to the lesser.
The lowest common denominator,
which means that they're both possible.
Same by curse.
No, okay. The same Rebbe we had in the beginning of Sechta. Zeaklal. In machshavas is man, God, mother, machshavas is more, God, miss, people, hail, love, and curse. Look at the first machshava. It's b'shas, the maliki, and machshava, chutz, lizmanoi. It makes no difference that later on he had a machshava, chutz, and kaime. It's already baked in. It's already etched in stone, carved in stone. That what? That this is chutz. It's a chutz, lizmanoi. It's pickle. However, machshava, samokim, kaime, machshava, lizman, then it's possibly aimed by kares. Like we had in the beginning of the Sechta. What's the svar of Reb Yehuda? Either because he holds toughest Lashon Rishon, or he says that you always go after the Machshava Rishonah. Anything that you do later on, you attribute it to the Machshava Rishonah. So since when he did his original Machshava was a chutz, his minor Machshava, anything that goes after that automatically is retroactively based on that Machshava. Okay. Chamayim is that possibly in the car? I know it's easier if it's Mishtika, if he has another Machshava. Okay. I had a discussion on, maybe we'll have another discussion tomorrow about this as well. We'll see. It's really this one and the same. Why does Igmar repeat it? So the Toysa said earlier, other Rishayim say, go and tell you that that's the halacha. The halacha is, there's a puzzle in Bekaris, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but in fact, it's possible in Bekaris. Finally, Lech Lechutz Yizayis, Lechak Lechutz Yizayis, he had a mixture of two machshavas. We could eat a little bit of it, back a little bit. Caution. These two machshavas are not mitzdarif. Two achilois are mitzdarif. Meaning, a chutzizayis hayoim, chutzizayis lamucha, chutzizayis bachutz. Those two machshavas. Yeah, exactly. But this achilas odom, achilas mizbeach is not mitzdarif. And that's where we stop. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. All the best.